And when I say Ongohoi, that word in our language means real people or the original people of the land. And there's so many issues that we have going on Six Nations. We're basically surrounded by all of these municipalities like Brantford, Caledonia, Hagersville, Cayuga, all of these different places. And we're being really very much pushed in. Our territory is slowly getting smaller and smaller because of the expansion of the municipalities around us. And that's where actually the reclamation started. Was there was a development site going on right at the corner, like right near our territory, like the end of the reserve. It's all our territory, but right at the legal part. And what happened was, a big thing was that the women gathered, and this is really powerful thing that we have so many women too speaking here, I think, is that it was the women that gathered. And they gathered the people together, and they decided to put an end to this. And they were the ones that went onto the site and took it over when, in 2006 when the reclamation started in our territory. And when the injunction came in, we had it going for a while. It was kind of low-key. When the injunction came in, it was there was a lot of men that told us to leave. There were the chiefs. There was a band council. There was a lot of people that told us to leave, but it was the clan mothers that told us to stay, and so we stayed. And if we didn't stay, then it wouldn't be as big of a worldwide event and struggle. It wouldn't have gotten so much international attention. And so it was by the women that that was created, and for the women, for the earth, which is a woman, our mother. And so there's so many things going on at Six Nations. You know, there's all of these things that we're being attacked. And this isn't just, this isn't something that is like, you know, nice, airy-fairy, whatever. It's not just about HSD. It's not just about taxes. We're being attacked. Our mother, the earth, is under attack right now. And because this is our mother, and because of our strong connection as Ongohoi people, as our, because of our role as protectors and with the land, our strong connection, this is a direct war and against our people. Because our entire lives, our entire spirit is tied with the land. And I know it's hard to understand that with this concrete floor that's beneath us, having these shoes on, with all of the stuff that surrounds us, but that is our true connection. And today was really amazing to see a day because, you know, these G8, G20, these international gatherings, it always brings out these big protests, obviously. But it was amazing to see Ongohoi people, indigenous people, having such an amazing place within this movement and it being recognized by everybody of whose land you stand on. And what I would like to talk about is that this is something, when you're talking about indigenous solidarity, because I'm speaking mostly to a non-Native audience, I'm going to direct this towards you as our allies to our people, is that this is something that goes beyond going to a march, goes beyond attending a gathering like this. Well, they're all good starts. It goes beyond that. Because what's gone on with our people, and it's the same with yours as well, because we believe all people are Ongohoi. All people at one time were people, original people of the land, and had this strong connection. It goes beyond that. Decolonizing your mind. And you know, that's something that we have to think about with this entire G20, with the entire convergence that's going on, is how are we as people keeping in our minds, where do we live? It's all because of the stolen, it's all stolen land. All of these countries that are gathering, these nations that are gathering, they're gathering and they're claiming 100% jurisdiction over our lands and resources. All of the wealth that's in Canada is off the backs of Ongohoi people, lands and resources off of our blood. That Canadian flag, that red in that Canadian flag, to me, that represents the blood of our people, because that's what Canada is built off of. Canada cannot be a nation without the suppression of Ongohoi people. And this is an extremely important message to keep when we're on the streets, when you guys are out there doing your thing, is whose land is this on? What does this really mean? And when I was thinking the other day, or yesterday, I couldn't get to sleep. And we can obviously see, I couldn't get to sleep because of Lhari Wireless. the thunders, because of the lightning I seen outside, and I just couldn't sleep because I was just thinking about our Earth. Because what happened yesterday, there was a freaking earthquake, and there was tornadoes that happened. It usually doesn't ever happen in this area, and what that shows, if you listen to the land, if you start reestablishing your own connection, personal connection to the land, you can start hearing those things. This is a lot bigger than us as people. This is a lot bigger, and our mother is responding to this, of these attacks that are going on, that are being done against her. And if we don't just, not just stand up, but change ourselves, and you know, for this movement, then we can't really say that we're even a part of this movement. We have to do more than just, we have to do more than action in protest. We have to do action in our personal lives as well. And a big part of this as well is, I see the need for, as a young person, for unity between all of our different struggles. And the need, as well as what the performers said earlier, they're trying with the G20. It's a very clear thing that they're trying to do to all of us. It's creating this atmosphere of fear. They want to scare and put fear in all of your guys' hearts. They want to make you very scared. And why does that? Why do they want to do that? It's because it's very obvious. Because fear connects with hate, resentment, anger. All of those feelings, it connects to it. But also what fear does, the most powerful thing that fear does, is it isolates us from one another. Very, very clearly, it separates us. Even though we don't even realize it's doing that. And what the opposite is, the true power, and that's the power that our people rely on, is what was said earlier, was love. And I don't mean the corny, you know, heart stars and, you know, crushes, whatever, love. But I really mean is love at, you know, its deepest form, love. It's, you know, connections, very, very deep-seated connections between all of us. And connections, love with the land, connection with our family, our connection with our partners, with each other. And that is something that is so powerful that it cannot even be expressed. And that's where our true power lies. And so I'd urge everybody to really come from that place when you're doing these things and realize our power. And I'd like to just say one other thing with the HST and all these other things that are happening. We won the HST battle. Woo! there's still a war going on. It's just, we won one battle. There's still so many things going on with our people. And in terms of that entire situation, the situation with our people, the Unkohoyan people of this land, there's a lot more things coming up, and we're gonna need your huge support. The connections that we make at these summits, at these gatherings, are more important now than ever. And so we need to keep these connections strong, and we need to keep going with this and make this not the end but the beginning, because this is a lot bigger than these 2-day summit. This is going on. This is all the time for our people. When we go to these protests and stuff like that, this is not something that's like a hobby for us. This is not something we want to do. This is something that is, we see every time we go back home and another youth commits suicide in our territory. We see every time we go home and we see the plagues of alcoholism, of lack of identity, of the state of the language in our territories. We see this every day. This is something that we have to do out of necessity. It's a last resort for our people. And we really need your support in connecting and realizing, decolonizing your minds, and really starting to understand what it means to be in solidarity with Unkohoyan people. Because when they have a turo there, the turo is very, very clear. The turo is a ceremony. It's sacred. And that turo, I'm not sure how many of you know about that treaty between our people and the British and all the others. It's basically two lines, pretty simple. And that's a ceremony, and that's your ceremony. That's how you connect with our people. And in between those two lines, we're two very separate lines. There's respect, peace, and friendship. And that's what we have between our people. And that's your responsibility. That is your treaty. That is your ceremony. that, you know, runs through your blood, because your ancestors made that with our people. And so we need to relive those things and actually live it in our everyday lives. And I'd suggest as well, there's, if you want to get more involved, because a lot of people always ask, how can we get involved? How can we actually start doing things? There's different groups for Six Nations and for all of these different territories. There's the Six Nations Solidarity Network, and they've been doing a lot of really good work with our people. Non-Native allies coming together and like assisting our people in whatever ways we feel necessary. And there's a lot of other things that are coming up. There's my Aunt Ruby Montour, she's on trial on July 14th for stopping development sites in Brantford. There's a lot of our leaders and a lot of our people that are land defenders that are in the court system right now. And that's how they do it. They pull us apart, they pick off the leaders, and they pick us off one by one until there's like nobody left. But what we're doing as youth is we're getting the youth together. We're uniting the young people as much as humanly possible between all of our different territories to start taking up this work and to start, you know, taking on some of the load of our elders and uniting the people. And that's what we're all pretty well, there's a lot of young people here. And we are carrying the weight of a lot of our elders' decisions, and so we need to start taking that forward. And I'd like to say Nyawa Goa for everyone that did go to the march, for everyone that is here, for everyone that took that first step to really making solidarity and really connecting with our people in the land. And Nyawa Goa to you, to you guys who have planned this event and have gone through a to put this event on, and for all the people that came to support that too when they locked them out and all that. But and I'd like to say too is that this is for the future generations, and so we need to keep this going. This has to be an ongoing struggle, and the time for talk is over. We need action, people, and this is what we're gonna give them this weekend, right? And I'd like to say Nyawa Goa to everyone that's here, and it's really inspiring to see so many people supportive of our struggle and our movement, because it's your movement as well. So Nyawa Goa. Nyawa.